Hey guys, welcome back to Two Bits Radio. Our guest today is Don Nikoloff, Ohio Patriot Radio show host, talking about the missing, I was going to say missing millions. It's not even millions, it's not even billions, it's now trillions through the Lecuona fiasco. And of course, we've got missing trillions admitted from the Pentagon. I mean, you know, on average, the national budget for any given year is about that, isn't it? It's about $1 trillion. For the entire country, $1 trillion. We're talking about multiplied trillions of dollars that have been just whisked away, disappeared. The criminality of these individuals is just beyond belief, guys. It's astonishing, and they're getting away with it. So anyway, yeah, pick up where you left off. This particular individual we're discussing here, this is leading up to something very interesting, or potentially anyway. It looks like this guy's going to be playing a much bigger role in the emerging world government than what many people realize. Many people haven't even heard of this guy. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go back just a moment and tie up this knot, because this connects some dots. So Wanta's partner, Howie Kwan Kok, in Hong Kong, at his Ameritrust Group, Inc. office there, was mysteriously poisoned 10 days after a visit from H.W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, I should say, in, I believe it was 1989, when Bush was demanding that they turn over all this money to him. They basically told him to go fly a kite. Take a hike, and Kwan Kok was murdered, and then Wanta, of course, was in fear for his life, but kept going on with his plans. Keep in mind, he had an office and a deal with Vladimir Putin to pay Putin $30 billion when this transaction was completed, along with eight other foreign countries, one of whom was Mexico, by the way, Israel, Germany, France, Holland, I think England. They were all to receive $5 billion. And Yitzhak Rabin was alive at that time and was petitioning for Wanta's false incarceration in Switzerland. This is when the sting operation began to incarcerate Wanta, who was an ambassador. He was working for the Somalian government and managing some investments for them, and was awarded an ambassadorship from Somalia to Canada and to Switzerland. So he was a pretty highfalutin kind of guy around the world, in the world financial community.
Yep.
Now, what these people have done is they've mirrored the accounts, because they had trouble finding a lot of it, or when they did find the money, they were collateralizing other investments which were mirrored out of these New York financial institutions. Goldman Sachs was a big player in this, and there's a connection immediately to Treasury secretaries who worked for Goldman Sachs and World Bank presidents who worked for Goldman Sachs. Paul Wolfowitz, you know, it's no mystery when you look at all the people. Paulson himself worked for Goldman Sachs. So you can see there's a connection to the money laundering that's going on, and all these phony derivative accounts and hedge funds. And these are mirrored accounts based on fictional amounts of money that they supposedly control. Now, the funds have been frozen. This is what Christopher Story has reported. Internationally, of the $27.5 trillion. And there's that music.
There's that break I promised you. Yeah. Be right back, folks. Stick with us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Nikoloff. Oh, tongue twisted today. You know, Don, before we pick up with that, and that's getting very interesting, guys, you got to pay attention to what's going on here. Don's got some very interesting info he was sharing with me on the phone the other day. But I'm looking over the outline of this bill. Don, I think we're outlaws. I think we're breaking some serious laws here. Well, it's not a law yet, but, you know, retroactively, I'm sure we can be charged when it does fully pass. But I think we might be guilty of homegrown terrorism. Worse than that, violent radicalization. You guys got to look at this bill. Just Google H.R. 1955 and make your hair stand on end. And, of course, the definition given of violent radicalization literally is a thought crime. You don't have to commit any physical act. It's just your opinion, based on opinions that you have. This is right out of George Orwell's 1984. Google it. You think I'm kidding? Google it. H.R. 1955. You want to see what kind of a nightmarish hell that this administration is bringing us into? Go look at that. And all you Bush butt kissers out there, I'm sure you're going to feel real fine should Shillery Hillary get in office next year. You're going to feel real comfortable with her having those kind of powers. Just remember who gave them to her. Fools. Anyway, go ahead. Let's get back to this other disgusting discussion here.
Just a quick comment on the statement you just made. I guess telling the truth now is considered terrorism?
Yeah, anyway, they want to define it.
Or revealing the truth? Yeah, well, let's not worry about that right now.
You sneeze in Bush's direction and don't cover your nose. That could be biological warfare. That's a terrorist act right there. Oh, I tell you, man.
You are so profound.
Disgusting. Well, okay. But yeah, let's get back into this. This is getting real interesting now.
Okay. Now, just a quick calculation that Christopher Story brought forth, and he worked with a couple of economists to calculate how much business was hatched out of this missing $27.5 trillion, which was mirrored. Okay, you got to understand that when they these startup companies and these ventures and buyouts and takeovers and all of this stuff, the merging of these corporations. Think of companies like Enron and WorldCom. And you'll have an idea, you know, of the basis in fact. They mirror these accounts on the actual tangible assets that are held in these offshore accounts, as if they were really in possession in New York banks. Mm. And then they raise a lot of money. They get people to buy stocks. They get people to invest. The going figure was something like $5 million to get 500% return in a matter of months. Of course, the banks and the private investors that were involved in these Ponzi schemes never saw a red cent, and were promised in various communiques that were floating about the internet that their money was about to be delivered, that plane loads of money were arriving from overseas, and that they were going to get their money. Of course, this didn't happen. Bank directors are and were being fired or just released in great numbers. Bankers and bank directors in Scotland and Ireland and various parts of Great Britain were turning up missing or dead. And it's all related to this scandal. Christopher and these economists calculated that there was probably some $600 trillion of bogus financial transactions.
$600 trillion. That's a figure you can't even comprehend. Unbelievable.
See, well, but they, based on the fact that it's all mirrored accounts, he presumes that the overall amount of this money is 1,400 trillion, or 1.4 quadrillion dollars. Now, this is a realm that's just unimaginable. It's unfathomable as to how much money that really is. But 1,000, let's say from 1,200 to 1,400 trillion dollars. Bogus.
Man.
Okay, so if you want to crash the world's economies, that, you know, that's one way to do it. Now, back to Mr. Dam, or His Excellency, Dr. Ray C. Dam. I Googled his name, and what was interesting is I came up with a very interesting website. I was unaware of this, but it definitely says why Leo Wanta had a $5 trillion contract with the UN. It adds credibility to it, shines light on that fact that no one would make such a claim unless it were true. And secondly, his claim that the Clinton stole it is probably true, which is why you see Bill Clinton being paraded around as some kind of cult hero, you know, all over the world, and why they're pushing to have Hillary as the next president. And it has something to do with their control of this contract with the UN. Well, I came up with an organization called the United Nations Office of International Treasury Control. They have a website. And first we'll talk about Ray C. Dam, it's subtitled Setting a New Economic Direction, and I'm going to read a couple of things off the site if I may do that. Originally established on January 20th, 1995, and following the confirmation of the powers and authorities of His Excellency Dr. Ray C. Dam by the Washington Panel in 1998, The Office of International Treasury Control was instituted on January 20, 2003, as the Management, Commitment, and Operations Organization for His Excellency Ray, Dr. A.C. Dam. Okay, no big problem there. Though not generally or publicly known, OITC is the largest single owner of gold and platinum bullion in the world. So this is controlled by the United Nations. Mm-hmm. OITC are also a major owner of bank debenture securities, international treasuries, cash, and other forms of securities. Since being established, OITC has become the largest single owner of home mortgage securities in the world today. Original assets in the form of gold have been wisely and well utilized to create wealth that creates further wealth. Okay, now, that's basically describing that they have this organization, and their front man, or they're managing this for Ray C. Dam, who received a doctorate degree and then was trained for 20 years and then eventually appointed the trustor of all the world's wealth. Now, I'm
surprised. Some people don't get a hint, do they, Don?
I'm surprised.
I hung that phone up 5 times and they're still calling back. I meant to take the phone out of the room again. I always forget. It's got to be a neocon.
I'm
probably
surprised.
Looking for are you going to vote for Giuliani next election? Anyway, go ahead.
What's your position on abortion?
Yeah.
Anyway, you haven't asked where he's from, by the way. I'm surprised at you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tell him that one. That gets real interesting.
Well, he's from Cambodia.
Yeah.
Now,
what is someone from Cambodia doing playing, how did that come about?
Well, obviously, this was probably someone who was groomed and picked out and probably bred by the Illuminati just for this singular
purpose. You know what kills me is they pick people like that, or look at Sleaza for that matter. These are people that, I mean, they want to exterminate their whole race. They don't make any mistakes about that. You know, they don't hide that. Don't these people know? I mean, they're traitors to their own people.
Sure.
They'll probably target them as one of the first ones, too. Thanks for your help, sucker. You know, they don't want any minority races like that, especially blacks. I can't stand blacks.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, when they talk about euthanasia, that's what they're talking about, the superior race. They want to get rid of these minority groups. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the significance of, to me, it doesn't matter where this individual is from, but it should recall, the war in Vietnam and the consistent denials that they were not in Cambodia or Laos at all, where, numerous veterans have come forward to say they were stationed there or they were involved in some secret mission. And so, it's just this massive stacking of all these different mind control elements, you know, and attempts at obfuscating what really went on. Basically, you know, I come to the conclusion that every war is about a bank robbery and a gold heist. And in relation to Dr. Ray C. Dam, there are some bank fiascos going on in Switzerland right now. UBS just acquired another bank, a lesser bank. UBC has some gold deposits that there is some speculation may have been hijacked. The actual gold, the physical gold, may have been stolen. And UBC is the bank that the Bushes controlled during World War II in New York. They were the ones under the Trading with the Enemy Act, had their assets frozen. And,
which is itself a complete fraud. Did you ever read the text of that thing? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All it says is this law prohibits American corporations from trading with enemies, you know, enemy nations, except those that have special concessions from the president. Oh, boy. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Nikoloff on as our guest. You know, Don, I just checked during the break. That was actually a telemarketer. Boy, they're getting obnoxious, aren't they? They must have called back like at least five times.
Did you buy?
Yeah, I'm going to buy it. Right? That's what I want that sledgehammer for. I'm definitely going to go and sign up for this don'tdisturb.gov thing, you know, to prevent you from getting – this is ridiculous, man. Unbelievable. I mean, you hang up on them. They keep calling back. Hang up, call back. Is this an automated thing? Is a computer programmed to do that, or is this some pain-in-the-butt person over in Bombay somewhere? I mean, what? Oh, these guys drive me up the wall. Anyway – but, yeah, let's get back into the heart of this thing. We still got a little over half an hour left, so hopefully we can cover all the ground here. But this Mr. Cambodia guy is someone that you need to pay more attention to. Apparently, I don't know if I want to jump ahead of you here, but from what you mentioned, this talk that he could be the man for the job, huh? The president, if you will, of the New World Order, or what some people have called the Antichrist.
Yeah, that's, I don't know what their plans are or what Lucifer's plans are, but, that will come to pass.
Well, they're grooming him for something, there's no question.
Yeah, Well, they go on. I'll give you a further description. Now, this is kind of convoluted. Even on their website, it's a bit convoluted. They appear to be open and frank and forthcoming with truthful facts. And there may be some truth to this, or it may all be true. But they don't really say the reason for this, okay? Under the heading of Central Bank Accounts for His Excellency Dr. Ray C. Dam, Dr. Ray C. Dam is a person, but His Excellency Dr. Ray C. Dam is a certified and indemnified international central banking financial institution operating as the Office of International Treasury Control. Therefore, the central bank has a right to open such an account if they should choose to do so. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense. That's just saying, we're the central bank and we're certified and indemnified, so we can open up an account.
And control your money.
Control all the world's gold. Okay. The institutional parent registration accounts in this number they give, 984-527-00845-34-18, are master accounts of the Federal Reserve System and Bank for International Settlements that are owned and solely controlled by His Excellency Dr. Ray C. Dam as elected and appointed sole arbiter of these accounts, acting under his own jurisdictional control for the international community of nations whom he represents. Now, if that's true, then he's the one that's holding back the Lewanta money. Yet, you wonder why Wanta had a $5 trillion contract with the UN, which is through this OITC, is the acting agent on behalf of His Excellency, Dr. Ray C. Dam. Now, they go on to say the funds and assets of the said institutional parent registration accounts are also known as the Global Debt Facility and further also known as the accounts of the International Collateral Combined. Now, are they speaking of gold here, or are they speaking of all the real estate and all the liquidity and whatever they actually have under his control and in his possession? And I'm wondering, the fact that there are two separate reports from UBC Switzerland. That's Union Banking Corporation in Switzerland, 22,000 metric tons of gold under a contract that is to expire under certificate in 2008 is missing, and 19,000 metric tons of...
22,000. It's just incomprehensible. Metric tons.
19,000 metric tons from UBS or the Union Bank of Switzerland.
Right there, over 40,000 metric sheets. And that's real wealth. I mean, all their paper money isn't worth a drop in the bucket. But this is the game they play, folks. They take your phony paper money that they've stolen from you, that you've worked for, and they invested in real gold. They take that away, or they'll get the government to borrow at your expense, and then they'll have the government pay them back in gold. Of course, they've done that to the extent now, well, we don't have any more gold. There's no gold reserves in this country anymore.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to point out some things that I'm skipping over a lot of their monologue on their website, but under Office of International Treasury Control, there's a couple interesting facts here. They say, number one, few organizations have been publicly attacked and maligned by intensive and extensive disinformation campaigns, as has the Office of International Treasury Control. Much of this is expanded by public perception and failures in understanding that is further fueled by levels of secrecy that are imposed upon OITC. There are many reasons why this occurs. All governments are advised to stay within proper procedures and protocols. Well, we'll have to wait.
Yeah, hold that thought, man. We'll be right back, folks. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Okay, guys, we're back here on True Threats Radio. Hey, anybody wants to know, just go to donotcall.gov. Take you 2 seconds. You just got to register, put your phone number in, your email, confirm it by your email, and then you're on the list. You won't get those harassing phone calls anymore. That's cool. I didn't know it was that easy. So there you go. I forgot to take the phone. I usually take the phone out of my room here and, you know, stick it in the other room. The cordless, but I forgot to do that. But I guess it paid off. Now me and all the listeners know how to get out of that thing. I thought it was a long, dragged out, you know, I had to fill out an application. No, just put your phone number and your email. That's it. So, voila, end of that problem. Anyway, Don, yeah, please pick up. We've got about 20 minutes or so minus, you know, the commercials.
Okay.
So hopefully we can finish up here what we're talking about. But this is really very interesting stuff, guys. This is stuff that you don't ordinarily hear too much about. Some very interesting behind the scenes. Don's been doing a lot of research on this, and he's uncovered quite a few interesting things that haven't made it to the surface with a lot of other patriot movements out there.
Well, I'll go on and read some of these postings on their website, by the way, okay? All governments are advised to stay with proper procedures and protocols for undertaking such verification of the real existence of OITC and to disregard internet gossip and reports to the contrary. So they say they're real, and that Ray C. Dam is, you know, the controller of all these funds that they sort of manage for him. So I'll take that as fact. Okay, number two, historical perspectives, key moments. This gets very interesting now. Number three, Jekyll Island Agreement, Georgia, USA, 1908. I thought that occurred in 1913, was it? Or somewhere around there?
1910. Actually, 1910. The bill was passed in 1913, but they met in 1910 privately.
But they specifically state 1908, okay, which ties in with my research of the invasion of the international bankers going back as far as 1903.
Oh, sure. To precipitate the public outcry for this, they orchestrated the Panic of 1907. So, I mean, this was in the planning, you know, for a long time.
Yes. Now, they go on to say the Aldrich Act, USA 1910, creation of Federal Reserve System, Washington, USA 1913, trilateral, tripartite, trilennium pact between nations, London 1921, The Gold Act, USA, 1924. Creation of Bank for International Settlements, January 20th, 1930. Bretton Woods Agreement, New Hampshire, USA, 1944. BIS Agreement with the Allies, Bern, Switzerland, 1946. Green-Hilton Memorial Agreement, Geneva, Switzerland, 1963 through 1968. Schweitzer Conference, Innsbruck, Austria, 1964. Schweitzer Convention, The Hague, Netherlands, 1968, and revisions thereof, 1972, 1984, and 1998, Washington Panel. Now, let's go back to the Green-Hilton Memorial Agreement. The person that told me about this 19,000 metric ton gold contract or certificate at the Union Bank of Switzerland, and was concerned that possibly that gold had been stolen from that certificate account, questioned me about the Green Hilton Memorial Agreement. I told him I'd heard about it, but I had never read it. And I thought that maybe it was available at the Library of Congress. He contacted someone who told him he could go to the Library of Congress and see the agreement, but that he couldn't copy it or photograph it. He could write it down word for word and take notes. That's all he could do. Now, I guess that was in case they wanted to deny that this agreement existed. They could just say, well, he made that up. It's in his own handwriting, you know. So he was interested in going to Washington to take a look at it. And he made contact through email with the Library of Congress and asked them about the document, asking to the effect of what he was told by this acquaintance of his. And they responded back to him by telling him that they researched the document in every database at their disposal, and no such document exists. Now, here it is on the website of the UNOITC, right, and they refer to it not once or twice, but at least three times. The next section, they go on again and talk about it. What's interesting to me about that is they refer to the Green Memorial, Green Hilton Memorial Agreement, Geneva 1966 or 63, through 1966, the guarantee is declared on by international consent. Then they say the guarantee confirmed and established under Schweitzer Innsbruck Conference, Innsbruck, Austria, 1964, record. Democrat Royden J., the treaty-making power in the defense of the Senate's part in treaty making and the Foreign Controller of Gold Act, 1972, in the Senate of the United States, Volume 2, Chapter 7, International Panel, The Hague, 1968, which transferred to the Trust and Foundation in its supervisory role and in protection of the free world, and subsequent revisions thereof governing the management and control of international collateral combined accounts otherwise also known as the Global Debt Facility. Now, they go on with some more things, but it's all about gold and that. So here, there's a reference to the Senate, and I mentioned this Senate document declaring who Racy Dam was and giving the story of his doctorate degree at age 16. This is a man from Cambodia, by the way. Now, recall the war in Vietnam, recall the assassination of President Kennedy in 1963, and this agreement was taking place. So obviously he knew about this agreement, and his intention was to do away with the Federal Reserve and for the powers that be, and the fact that these agreements were taking place, they did not want that to happen. It definitely had much to do with his assassination. They go on and disclose, you know, I urge anyone, if you want to read up on this, because I don't want to take up the whole show time, you know, just reading off of this site, but that's off of their website. This is not something I'm making up, you know.
Right.
So if this is the truth that they have posted, then I have just read the truth. And you can go to unoitc.org, and they have several subpages there. That tell
well, it's like when you point people to newamericancentury.org. Look, we're not making this up, okay? I'm just telling you what they said. This is Rumsfeld, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Feith, Abrams, Jeb Bush. They all drafted this plan up. They talked about the need for new Pearl Harbor. They talked about the need to transfer the use of chemical and biological weapons from the realm of terrorism to a more politically useful tool. They talked about developing biological weapons to engage in ethnic cleansing, basically, you know, to target certain genotypes. I mean, this is not made up. This is stuff that they said.
Yes. Now, what comes to mind when you think you remember President Ferdinand Marcos of the Philippines and
the
problems he had? Well, he was in Hawaii, if you remember.
His shoe fetish wife.
under the guise of getting medical treatment, you know, for a heart condition, I think it was, or you know, heart or cancer, who knows.
Yeah,
and Imelda, the shoe woman or the shoe lady, as you call her, was in New York. Why was she in New York? Why was her case being adjudicated in New York? Well, I would submit to you that it had everything to do with His Excellency Dr. Racy Dam in the United Nations OITC. There was definitely a power play to take control of some gold assets. Now, in relation to Dr. Racy Dam, it's been reported, and I heard this from some people that found this information in Europe, that
tied any of the missing WTC gold in with this at all?
Most likely it is. It has everything to do with it. Now, if that was just outright hijacked, or you know, if it made its way to London or Dubai or, you know, some other entity, I don't know.
I've never gotten exact figures on that. Apparently, do they not know? They don't want us to know.
Richard Grove. Richard Andrew Grove, who was one of the computer contractors that was invited to a meeting after having been dismissed from his jobs that he had there in the World Trade Center. He arrived late and was spared, you know, the fate of 3,000 plus Americans and foreigners who died in that that event. Witnessed what he claimed was 2,340 metric tons of gold. Now, I understand that it belonged to a company in Brussels, Belgium. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
a lot going on in Brussels these days.
By the way, the EU is managed through Brussels. So, you know, you draw your own conclusions. But this character and this organization, or this, you know, this I guess organization is a good description, is definitely in the mix of all of this stuff. And it's easy to understand why, You hear these reports of thousands of UN marked vehicles parked in upstate Minnesota, and you know the role that UN troops are playing, and UN inspectors, and all of this. You know, this is all about money. That's all it is. And sure. And you know, we are raised and taught to perceive the UN as this multinational organization that's concerned about human rights and labor laws and exploitation of children and control of disease and the welfare of mankind in general. And they present themselves economically on this website as such. But it seems to be something a bit more sinister. Why does this have to be secret?
Right.
You know, why is all this done in secrecy? Why is it that, you know, some of the politicians I've spoken to and people who should know something about this in the financial community have no clue that this exists, that this is going on.
But well, they'll give so they claim.
Yeah, so they claim. They'll give you reason. And you know, I'm not trying to find fault in the people in the Patriot community or in the economic community that are genuinely trying to portray the honest facts about what's happening with the world's financial situation, but you know, those that refuse to look at Wantagate and those that refuse to dig to find things like this are being a bit disingenuous. They're just another extension of the media, the mainstream media, and putting out right. the propaganda that they want us to swallow hook, line, and sinker.
Well, fortunately, that's not happening quite so much anymore these days. People are finally catching on, realizing the media does, in fact, lie. That's all we're getting out of the media these days is lies. And I don't know. I don't think it's going over quite so well for them as they were hoping. Do you?
No. In fact, I think they're really scrambling because there are so many forces at work. You know, people are taking action. They didn't anticipate people would start waking up and you know, buy gold or silver or, you know, pull their money out of these risky ventures, you know, and I'm not even touching upon, I'm not even scratching the surface of all the people that have been ripped off of countless, you know, millions of dollars in these Ponzi schemes that they're running. But when you consider the magnitude of the phony money, this is off books transactions we're talking about that are being conducted by so-called on the books securities companies and banks. And again, it relates directly to Ambassador Wanta. It ties Citibank into the case now. I told you we're going to jump around a little bit, and it's worth mentioning that Christopher Story went to New York after this IMF press event that he attended in Washington, where his hotel room was bugged. oh, it's incredible. And then he met with Leah Wanta and Michael C. Cottrell in New York, and they went to Citibank and were not even allowed the courtesy of sitting down in a chair while they were speaking about these trillions of dollars that have been hijacked. And of course, they were putting stipulations that he's got to make a $1 billion payment to Citibank for them to turn the funds over to Morgan Stanley or J.P. Morgan Chase. I can't even recall which one it is. Really doesn't matter at this point.
Mm.
But he exposes the fact that they were lied to by both these organizations. And
so what do you anticipate that they're actually doing with all of this money?
Well, the real money has been frozen. Now, the main reason why is because when you try to take it, you have to show some evidence of, you know, how you obtain this money. And they can't do that because it's stolen. So what they've done is they've used computers, they've used Promise software to create intelligence databases, online screens. They've attacked the computers of Christopher Story's global analysis and his world reports.org, his international currency review, his whole website. When he was in New York, he tried making a web posting, which he eventually was able to do. But the NSA was literally attacking his computer. And they've done the same thing to Leo Wanta and Michael Cottrell as well, his vice president treasurer. And these people have written to every politician, every media source. I mean, there are literally over 50 million emails going around the world about these events. Yet our media reports nothing about it. People should be outraged that this is going on.
Yeah. The way that they ignore Ron Paul, too. How can anybody deny at this point that the media is absolutely complicit in this whole fiasco, complicit in the Iraq War, lie, complicit in the 9/11 cover-up, and a whole lot of other cover-ups that have been going on. But, especially now under this administration with all that's going on, they're not doing anything. H.R. 1955, they're not talking about that. That's an even bigger assault on our rights than the Patriot Act or the John Warner Defense Authorization Act or a million others like it. Stick with us, guys. Short break. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey guys, we're back on True Threats Radio. Got just a few more minutes left here with our guest. 2 hours has really flown by, they usually do. We didn't even get any callers today either, that usually makes it go by even quicker. You know, I just wanted to come back in the last few minutes we got to have you elaborate a little bit more on this damn guy, pardon the pun.
Well, it's D-A-M, okay?
Yeah.
The little Dutch boy.
Yeah, but apparently they're grooming him for something big, aren't they, from the sound of it?
Well, it seems like they already have. I mean, I heard also that there's another character mirrored in Jakarta, or, you know, that some of this is also going on in Jakarta. It's not just this Cambodia connection. And Indonesia plays a role in a lot of this stuff because it's, you know, a little bit more low key. You know, when you think of China, you know, you think of a superpower. You don't necessarily pay attention to what's going on in Indonesia, do you?
Right.
But in the nutshell, you know, the cover-ups, what's interesting, you know, I read the reference that they, you know, just the name, Office of International Treasury Control. What does that imply? What does that mean?
Right. Interesting.
And that they directly control the Federal Reserve. So the UN is an extension of the Illuminati central banks. And it's just another tool for passing legislation and international control of all, not just the fiat monetary systems, but
to this day, the UN would still have us believe that, oh, we're not a governmental agency. But yet every time they pass a resolution, every nation around the planet is popping off local laws to reflect that. You know, I mean, come on. So,
well, who was the richest country in the world before all of this came to light? I'd ask that question.
Well, once upon a time, it was this country.
Well, I would say then that all this gold is United States gold that's just been basically shipped off to, you know, secret locations.
Yeah.
Some according in some of these damn documents. I'm referencing the name there. Okay, some of the gold has been put in sunken ships, like around the Philippines and other places. You know, basically scattered all over the earth, and I would venture to guess that they have them in deposits in underground bases and
tucked away for safekeeping.
Yeah, and
well, you know, it makes sense. You know, they want to crash the economy, and there won't be any gold to fall back on. So they want us to be at the mercy. And people, you need to understand that our so-called elected officials in Washington have rolled the red carpet out for them to do this. They've enabled them to steal this gold from us, so that we won't have any backing. So this country will collapse. People need to realize what's happening here. This isn't incompetence. They are deliberately taking the United States down. George Bush and Bill Clinton before him and Daddy Bush before him and many other presidents going back for decades on end now have been knowing collaborators in a deliberate effort to destroy, to totally dismantle this country. And when people say, oh, China's going to be the next great global power, look, there's no such thing as a great global power when it comes to individual countries anymore. They're all controlled by the international bankers. That's your great global power. It may be that they might turn to China and have them be their little errand boy from now on instead of the U.S. at some future date. But it's not going to be China calling the shots. It's not the U.S. today calling the shots.
Well, it's funny you mentioned China, because China basically, you know, on Wanta's side in this whole matter, and they don't want to see the world economy collapse. It'll definitely affect them, too.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, Don, we've run out of time, unfortunately, but I'll have you on again sometime. This is some great research you've done. You got some unique information that people need to hear. Very interesting stuff.
Well,
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
And look forward to being on again.
You bet. Okay, folks, take care. Great day. Have a great day. And tomorrow, Kathleen Albrecht will be our guest. Hopefully, I haven't gotten a number from her yet to reach her at, but she did agree to be on. See you then.
With recent internet.